Ambassador DeBruin for item number 15.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I move that the committee adjourn into closed session under the provision of Wisconsin Statute Section 19.85, paren 1G, for the purpose of the committee receiving oral or written advice from legal counsel concerning strategy to be adopted with respect to pending or possible litigation with regard to the following matter, item number 15 on the agenda. And at the end of at the conclusion of closed session, the committee may reconvene in open session to take whatever actions the committee deems necessary.
Mr. Chairman, there are two reports on item 15. There's a staff report as a follow-up that was requested by the committee last month. There's also an audit report. The staff report is an item that we can consider an open session, but I understand audit would prefer to be in closed session for a report.
What was the last part, Mr. Sessions?
I believe audit would prefer to be in closed session for his report, but the staff, the county board staff report, you can entertain that one in open session.
Okay.
Do I need to amend my motion?
I don't think so.
No.
Okay.
Before we go into closed session, before I ask for a vote for closed session, we will entertain the staff information on the staff report. Right.
Mr. Chairman, the committee had asked for some follow-up information regarding potential recommendations for amendments to the county ordinances to address the matters regarding access to privileged information. Mm-hmm. This was at our last month's meeting, our last month's special meeting. We worked with audit corporation counsel to review what some of the issues were and come up with some possible recommendations on amendments to chapter 1 and chapter 57. Those are included for your consideration. We would recommend approval of those, but it's I caution that it's not a real strong recommendation. As Corporation Counsel adequately pointed out to all of us, the existing ordinances fairly well cover the topic. This would be sort of a belt and suspenders sort of option if you chose to go that way. It would add some clarification to the ordinances, but we don't deem it absolutely necessary.
Thank you, Mr. Sessions. Supervisor DeBruin.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I'm going to move approval of the recommended changes to the ordinance for just a couple of reasons. First of all, even though the Corporation Counsel feels that it's not absolutely necessary, I remember the agony this board went through in order to get access, as well as the audit director of audit, to get that access. So even though Corp Counsel believes that there's enough in there, clearly there's been departments within Milwaukee County that hasn't felt that they needed to follow it. So I do think that this clarification is important to do. I don't ever want the audit department have to go through what they went through in some of the more recent examples, and I think this just makes it exceedingly clear. I also note, at least in the write-up by the staff, that we're not conferring any new expanded authority. It's authority that's already been there. I do have one quick question, however. There was a situation in the recently where there was information that was considered attorney-client or work product about a potential future claim, not an actual, not an action that was currently occurring or current proceeding. And so I just want to make sure that the language that is inserted would also allow that access, because to me that's a gray area, and I'm hoping that this language would cover that.
Mr. Session, Mr. Andrews, or Mr. Hare?
Mr. Chairman, I defer to the Corporation Counsel to...
Do you understand my question? Do you want me to repeat it?
I understand the question, and I'm not intimately familiar with the change in the time harvest and work on that. It's my understanding that situations such as the whole should be covered.
Because just to go through it, it says that on the first page, the committee can review all matters pertaining to suits or claims by or against the county. The committee shall be afforded confidential access to privileged attorney-client communication and to attorney work product in any matter where the county or a county officer or employee is named as a party in an action or a proceeding arising out of commission of official duties. That seems to me, as I read it, is if there's an actual proceeding or an action. And the one example I remember from recently was we didn't actually have a formal action or proceeding. There was a department that felt there would be one coming and went ahead and did attorney work product with an outside entity, and that was what was so hard for them to get to. So I just want to make sure that both the committee and audit, the next page on the ordinance change basically gives the clarifies the director of audit's unimpeded access, and I just want to make sure that the language that put in there would allow access if that should ever occur in the future. And there might be significant work done knowing that in the near future, or whether it's a couple years out or a couple days out or months, that there might be significant work done in preparation for that. And I just want to make sure that if it's appropriate to ever have the auditor involved in looking at that, he has that access. Is it, if we adopt this today, could you do that review with Mr. Jorgensen before board day? And if through reviewing this there's a belief that somehow a department could refuse access because the actual claim or proceeding hasn't actually been filed, that staff could give us any additional language that needs to be in there. So then I'd move approval with that understanding that if additional language is needed to cover that contingency, that we would get that, it could be sent to the chair and the committee before board day as a potential amendment.
Supervisor, thank you, Supervisor. Supervisor Jersey?
I could actually envision this language affecting a matter in which we are not the client. And the privilege belongs to the client. For example, most recently, we've had situations where the county executive claimed he was the client and not Milwaukee County. And yet, of course, this board has to pay the bills. The committee shall be afforded confidential access to privileged attorney-client communication and to attorney work product in any matter where Milwaukee County or Milwaukee County officer employee is named as a party in an action or proceeding. We may actually be faced with a situation where an attorney, and it's happened, refuses to give us the information because we are not the client and therefore are not privileged to have access. And I don't know if Mr. Jorgensen, it seems that the language is fairly broad in terms of shall be afforded access. He attempted to give us access, I think, in the language, mm-hmm. but doesn't address the situation when we may have situations where we are not the client. And this has happened several times when the county executive wants to, in some way, shield what's going on, claiming he's the client and not Milwaukee County as a whole. And I know that puts attorneys in a strange light, because then who are they representing? So I don't know that that settles that issue.
Mr. Andrews?
No, I'm going to say that that's not something that we're looking to. I think we get to this
Mr. Chair, Supervisor, we did use the word client in an earlier draft of this, and Mr. Jorgensen did have some concerns about that. I do have an email from him here that I'm reviewing. I don't want to cite from the email. It's kind of an informal communication, but he did have some concerns about using the term client. And maybe it's a term of art in the legal community, and that's why it's beyond me as to what his rationale was behind getting more precise with regard to the actions that are listed in the proposed ordinance.
Right. Well, just a quick primer on this. When you're talking about confidentiality, the right to that, the privilege part of it, belongs to the client, not the, I can't decide as an attorney to give confidential information if I'm representing the county exec, for example. The county exec has a right to that confidentiality. We might argue with the county exec as to who's the client, and I think that's been a loophole that's been used in the past, and we ought to find a way to clarify when that can happen. Maybe the easiest way for the board to say is, look, if Milwaukee County itself is not the client, you go pay the bill, and we won't even talk about it. But I don't know that this takes care of it.
Mr. Chairman, we can work with Corporation Council to address that matter and see if we can get you an answer to your satisfaction by board day, and if not, then we can certainly review the issue.
Thank you. We appreciate that. Supervisor DeBroy, or Supervisor Judge, did you have any?
If we're going to try to clarify that, that's fine. And I've just seen this for the first time. I'm not sure how I'd address that either. But that's really the hub of this is trying to get at who's the client. Because you can hide a lot of stuff by claiming the board is not the client. And then you've had these situations where they claim only the board chairman is the client, which I don't buy at all. I think that's just a red herring, but it's been thrown out there as a reason to deny access.
Thank you. Supervisor DeBroy.
Well, just to follow up on that, I do think, I guess I read this when it said under number two, review all matters pertaining to, so I assume that meant us, that the county board was the ultimate client. So if that's not correct, I'm glad Supervisor Druzik brought up, I do think we need in the ordinance to clarify that if
okay.
Milwaukee County citizens are paying for the bill, Milwaukee County is the, and ultimately the legislative branch is the client, and then you've clarified that.
Have to follow the money. I mean,
right, and that I, because I do think there is a chance where there are times where I'm thinking back to the pension where individual members of the county might need to have outside legal representation, like when Krug and I testified before the federal grand jury as witnesses, not intended perpetrators, but as the county paid partially for that, but we also had to pay because it was so because the county wouldn't reimburse the rate of the attorney. So I don't know what that makes that attorney, whether the county was the client or we were the client or what. It was very odd, but...
you're paying the attorney, you're the client.
Well, we paid part. We paid the part the county wouldn't cover. Yeah.
As a witness?
Well, I'm not complaining about that. The bottom line was we hired some pretty expensive counsel. but it was determined at the time, Kirk Counsel at the time recommended that we have separate outside counsel. And in some situations like that, well, then maybe we aren't. The county isn't the ultimate client. But in anything else, I would think that if the taxpayers are paying for the services, then ultimately the legislative branch is the client.
Well, what typically happens in a situation like that is the legal bill is not approved for payment until everything's been resolved.
And that's what happens.
That's typically what happens. And then after the result is known and the liability is ferreted out, you can often come back and ask for payment of legal bills. But certainly the board wouldn't have access to the attorney-client privilege that's been going forward with your own attorney.
And I'm just trying to think of one instance when, or let's say there's a supervisor or an elected official or a department head that's being sued for inappropriate conduct. We had a department head that solicited a prostitute. I mean, that wouldn't be something that we wouldn't be the client for that because we're not paying for those services. He's in that situation. So I do think it's really important to clarify the bottom line of what makes it a client, because that was part of the whole reason why the access was denied, where a department claimed that they were a client, a county exec claimed he wasn't the client, county board chairman for a while claimed he was, and so who the client was just this little jumping bag.
Right, and number two would not have given us access to the information under that scenario. That's exactly what Mr. Hare was facing.
Well, and Mr. Chairman, if I may, I think part of the problem with our discussion is that we like to think about it in terms of the client, but when you have a government like ours with independently elected constitutional officers, really, I think you might want to consider stepping back and speaking in a position to consider the county, the client, when it's an official act of a county officer or employee. But our concern was that definition got pretty narrow, and that really, if the county is the client by virtue of the action of one of our officials or employees, you are all, in our view, a member of the client group. I mean, you are representatives of the client, and that you ought to be aware of and involved in decisions that relate to the case. It seems that sometimes we've done that. I think Mercer, there was a great joining of forces.
Mm-hmm.
I think there have been cases where it's been more a matter of putting the county board at bay. I'm not a lawyer. I just know that when I look at the county, to me, that's everybody who engages in an official act as an employer or elected official. When I look at the client group that needs to be aware of and involved in decisions, that's the county board and those officials as well.
So, and the question is, does the county executive have a right to go out and hire an attorney to take a position in a certain matter? In the BHD situation, in my opinion, he didn't. I mean, that's a matter that affected the corporation. There may be some personal matters in which he would want to be able to hire an attorney and keep the confidences. And I don't know that number two helps us define when that might happen. I do know that, in my opinion at least, there has been too much separation of the branches and not enough joining of the corporation as a whole in terms of protecting a certain issue. And it's because of the disjointed motives.
Is there a sense that, given the discussion, is there a sense that we should lay this over?
Yeah,
I think so.
To get
for
that
another cycle in order to address what was brought up earlier and to also address what Supervisor Jersey was speaking to. Well, I will entertain that motion.
So moved.
Supervisor DeBruin moves layover for item number 15.
With a report back for a suggested revision to define the client who the client is, as well as the earlier question over what about impending claims or actions.
And Mr. Hare, I would take it that we would next cycle we would also look at anything else that you would like to have us review.
Mr. Chairman, I'm at your pleasure if you want today or next cycle. In terms of anything being of urgent import, there's nothing burning up this issue for me. So
and then we'll lay everything over, at least if that is the will of the committee.
Well,
we have a motion for layover.
Can I
yes, Supervisor DeBruin?
I was only moving to lay over the resolution and the report. If that meant we aren't going to have the rest of the report.
It's up to you.
I think there's reports coming out from different constituency groups about recommended security enhancements. And I think that maybe it would be helpful to have your verbal report prior to those being released.
Mr. Chairman, I can assure you it'll be a very brief report if you'd like to take that matter up today. I'm at your disposal.
Okay. We will. There's a motion to lay over the ordinance, the resolution for the ordinance change, and for the reports to be reviewed at the next cycle. Subsequently, we will go into closed session to listen to Mr. Hare. Madam Clerk, would you please call the roll?
DeBruin?
Aye.
Cesar.
excused.
Rogers?
Aye.
Joseph?
I'm sorry, Mr. Chair. Did we get an opinion that this is an appropriate matter to go into closed session?
This is on the layover.
On the layover.
Oh, this is on the layover.
This is on the layover.
Okay. Aye.
Sanfilippo?
Aye.
Mr. Chairman?
Aye. 25.
5 aye, 0 no. On the layover. This item is laid over until the next cycle.
I'm going into closed session, Supervisor DeBruin. The vice chair of this committee has cited the ordinance. Madam Clerk, would you call the roll to see?
Can we get the opinion?
Supervisor Jerzyk. Supervisor Jerzyk.
If we could just hear from Corp Counsel that this is an appropriate matter to discuss in closed session.
Thank you, Mr. Andrews. Thank you, Supervisor.
Okay. I apologize for being
No, that's all right.
Off item.
You just mentioned it and I had it, but I was pushing forward and trying to do something else. Madam Clerk, please call the roll.
DeBruin?
Aye.
Cesares?
Excuse.
Broderick?
Aye.
Jerzyk?
Aye.
Sanfilippo?
Aye.
Mr. Chairman?